San Diego supervisor laments migrant crisis, our immigration system has failed. By Paul Bois on September 20, 2023. San Diego County District 5 Supervisor Jim Desmond outright declared that the American immigration system has failed amid the crippling migrant crisis. Speaking to local reporters, Desmond, whose city has seen an influx of 2,000 migrants this week alone, said that San Diego does not have the resources to handle this crisis and said officials should stop the influx immediately. "We're not the immigration department. We don't have these types of resources available," he said. "The best cure would be, when we're at capacity, stop letting people in for a while. We need a better system. Our immigration system has failed. It is broken. This is not the way to run an immigration system." According to 10 News, scores of migrants have been dropped off at San Diego transit centers over the past week. At the Iris Transit Center, migrants are getting their first taste of the United States. The spokesperson said 292 migrants were dropped off there by U.S. Customs and Border Protection on Sunday morning alone, noted the outlet. Local migrant shelters say they are at capacity, which has triggered the street releases in the county. In another post on X, Desmond scolded the Biden administration for its lack of action. 2,000 migrants from around the world have been dumped in San Diego County in 4 days, he wrote. "The Biden admin is rolling out the red carpet for this chaos, showing zero concern for our region's resources. State and local politicians are offering legal protection and free taxpayer-funded benefits, only encouraging this to continue. We can't have a country without a border." Bill Wells, mayor of El Cajon, agreed with Desmond. San Diego County has seen 2,000 migrants dropped off in the region in the past 4 days, and talking to Border Patrol officials, "This is just the beginning. This is a disaster," he wrote on X. "Every emergency room is at capacity in SD County. Our homeless shelters are full. Resources are stretched thin. The Biden administration allowed this to happen. People must pay attention and vote to fix this problem." In various cities throughout the United States, the migrant crisis has reached emergency levels. In Massachusetts, Democrat Governor Maura Healey even activated the National Guard to support the crisis. "We're grateful to the brave men and women of the National Guard for stepping up to help us ensure that every family in emergency shelter has their needs met," Healey wrote. Boston's Logan Airport has also recently resorted to having families sleep on cots throughout the airport as they wait to enter the state's housing system. In New York, Mayor Eric Adams even stressed that the migrant crisis will alter the city forever. "Let me tell you something, New Yorkers, never in my life have I had a problem that I did not see an ending to. I don't see an ending to this. I don't see an ending to this. This issue will destroy New York City, destroy New York City." "We're getting 10,000 migrants a month," Adams said recently. Paul Roland Bois joined Breitbart News in 2021. He also directed the award-winning feature film, Exemplum, which can be viewed for free on YouTube or Tubi. A high-quality, ad-free stream can also be purchased on Google Play or Vimeo On Demand. Follow him on Twitter at ProLandFilms or Instagram at ProLandFilms.